Hello, everybody. How y'all doing today or this morning? I'd like to say thank you for everybody to listen and tune in to me. Tune in my last couple of episodes. I'd just like to say thank you for all the listens and everything, because our numbers are up to 5,788 plays all time, and I've been doing this for 3 years. Isn't that something else? That is so... Oops, wrong one. There we go. 3 years and I can't get my button straight to save my life. Anywho, I would like to say thank you to all my special friends on Facebook, TikTok. Yeah. But anyway, we were talking about last episode. I was talking about Halloween and back in the day how we used to get candy and everything, and all the places that we would go, we'd always stay in our neighborhood because it was safe. It was safe, and we knew practically everybody in our neighborhood. But to switch gears from that, do you know I used to be a paper boy? Well, let me explain. It used to be, well, actually, it was my oldest brother's job to deliver the free pet, free press, Detroit free pet press. Blah, blah, blah. I can't get my words. Detroit free press. So he got the job, and me and my younger brother, well, actually all three of us used to deliver the paper. And I would remember getting up. Was it like, I'm trying to think, was it like I can't remember if it was like on the weekends or what. I for the life of me, I cannot remember if it was on the weekends or was it like early morning, because I remember getting up early on a Sunday. And like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I remember the smell of the paper. And the paper used to just, I mean, it just, because it just came off the press or, no, it just, well, they would just deliver it. And I'll always remember that smell of the paper. And I will always remember us eating Raisin Bran in the morning. So it was like that Raisin Bran and smelling the paper, it just brought back so many memories. If I was to smell that right now, I would be like, ooh, because it was like I those papers, it seemed like it was just like 1,000 of them, and we were up half sleep folding papers at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And then what we would do is sometimes we would walk, if it was raining, either mom or dad would get up and we would deliver the paper, and we would have to put the paper in the rain in a little plastic thing. Little plastic so it wouldn't get wet. I remember the rubber band. We used to have rubber band fights with the rubber bands and everything. And it was like all three of us just folding up papers and stuff. And then, you know, knowing me, I'm always the slowest one. No, I do admit that. I was always the slowest one folding up papers because I was just too busy. I guess I was just too busy trying to eat something than trying to do my job, as far as, you know, And you know what? And I never remembered how much we got paid, but I remember when Chris got paid, you know, whenever he had to pay, well, it was his job, so he got the majority of the money, but you know, they split it so many ways and everything. But it was just something to think about back in those days. Gosh, it was just so good to have so much energy and you know, being able to move around like we did, and, you know, have the whole neighborhood, you know, and the funny part about that was it just seemed like we had the whole neighborhood to ourselves when we up at like 4:05, 4 or 5 in the morning delivering papers. I just always thought that was something else and something that we all did together, and you know.